Housing prices in Hawaii have been higher than the mainland for more than 60 years, driven by limited land, a small market, and regulatory constraints. That, according to economics professor Carl Bonham, who is also executive director of the UH Economic Research Organization, UHERO.
This is census data that shows the ratio of Hawaii to U.S. owner-occupied home values. So Hawaii's home prices in 1950 were about 1 3/4 times the national average. By 1990, they were over 3 times the national average. And in 2015, they were still almost 3 times the national average. So really, we're not talking about something that's new.
State economist Eugene Tian says a short housing supply and strong demand drive up prices. But he says most purchases since 2008 were made by local residents.
We have 73.2% of the homes sold to local residents. If you add these together, about 26% sold to out of state. You can see that Maui leading the trend, over half of the homes sold to out of state residents. That followed by Kauai County and Big Island. Oahu has about 11.3% to the mainland and 3.8% to foreign residents.
Tian says foreigners make up an average 4% of owners statewide. But state lawmakers have a number of bills this session to tax offshore real estate investors as a way to increase state revenue. UH Manoa economics professor emeritus James Mock says British Columbia enacted legislation last summer to lower demand and lower prices for the city of Vancouver.
If you were to buy a house in Vancouver for $1 million, if you're a foreigner, the tax on that is $150,000, 15%. And on top of that, the provincial government also levied a 15% property transfer tax on foreign purchases of residential housing. Together, that's $300,000.
Mock says the average home price in Vancouver is over $2 million. Economist Paul Brubaker says government tinkering on the supply side of housing by requiring developers to provide below-market units will also backfire. He says lawmakers should promote building more multifamily dwellings statewide.
Think of Moilili, think of Baratania King Street. It's two-story walk-up. It's got to be six. It really is primarily about urban living, even when we're talking about the neighbor islands. On Maui, it's a huge issue because the best place to do that is right next to Punene Mill, where the plantation just shut down. You tell me why I should build six-story, four-story affordable condos along Derry Road. And that's going to be a huge battle in a jurisdiction like that. That's the challenge we face.
According to the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, Hawaii's combined annual family formations and 1% growth rate creates a demand for 6,500 housing units each year, but less than half that amount is being built statewide. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.